Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Galatians 4:28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise.
I need to make you to understand that like Isaac was, you are a child of promise. God's promises are going to come alive in your life. What God has promised us in Christ Jesus, whether it is peace or prosperity or protection, it is your portion in the name of Jesus. What else has the Lord promised us? He has promised us progress. He has promised us possibilities. He has promised us his power. As a child of promise, the promises of God will display themselves in your life. You are going to reflect in your practical life the promises of God.
Hallelujah. Now when Yami Bosha was shown, one kasawada brabon ebeyin wedi awa brabum.
You are going to be decorated by the promises of God.
Now when Yami Bosha just shown you the best from whom my wife.
Because you are a child of promise.
Essence away a bosheba.
Isaac was a child of promise.
Isaac suno ya bosheba.
It took a long time for the promise that God gave to his father Abraham to come to pass.
Na HP and son na bosha on yamisha ne papa Abraham no ebem.
But when Isaac came upon the scene,
Isaac bell munara,
he was a fulfillment of the promise of God. And he fulfilled promises in the life of Abraham. I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about, but you are a fulfillment of a promise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has promised that he is going to give us his presence. God has promised us pleasures. He has promised us possessions. He has promised us preservations. He says that his purposes will be fulfilled in us. His praises are going to be fulfilled in us. Because we are children of promise. You are a child of promise because before you came upon the scene, you were a word of God. Before you became flesh, you were a word that God spoke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the way that you started, and God is not going to abandon his word now.
Hallelujah.
He has not made you come in the flesh only for you to be abandoned. God said, let us make so and so in our own image. He said that let us make Adjoa in our own image. Let us make Kojo in our own image. And let him have dominion over the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has a definite purpose for your making. He has a definite reason why he released you in this world at such a time as this. So he said, let us make AC in our image and let her take care of the problems in her family.
Now I say my young mo and sister and sesso. Now your bonny by how I went a busum and was all no best one.
Let her take the family out of their predicament.
Why you want a busum if you are how mu?
He said that let us make Kwesi in our own image.
Now I see your mo Kwesi su wa yanka sayan sesso.
And let him come around and change your society.
Now I'm real munati bia
Let him come around and overcome the financial problems in his family. Let so and so come around and let him introduce to humanity a new dimension of living. For some of us, the Lord said that let us make so and so in our image and let him pray Africa out of his problems. Let him come over and teach and train the psyche of a society. God has a definite purpose for your life. You are not just around by chance. He released you into this world. God has a purpose for you that depends upon him. The Bible says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. You are God's idea made flesh. You are God's word made flesh. You have a divine origin. You are not an ordinary person. And God is not abandoning you in the years ahead. God is going to cause all his promises to come over you and to overtake you. He told Jeremiah that, Jeremiah, what do you see?
Now beside Jeremiah said, then
Jeremiah answered, the Lord, I see something.
Now Jeremiah can say, ready me who baby.
And God said that because you have seen well, I will watch over my word to perform it.
Hallelujah. Now see, essence where we ain't. I am here to tell
you that because you see yourself as the word of the Lord, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to stalk you. He's going to follow you because he will never leave his word alone. As long as you see yourself as the word made flesh, God is going to follow you and he's going to perform his word on this earth.
God
is watching over you because he wants to perform you on this earth. He wants to express you on this earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will express his word in you by the Spirit of the Lord. Because wherever the word of the Lord is, the Spirit of the Lord is there.
Hallelujah.
That is why the Spirit of the Lord is not never going to leave you alone. Because he has to follow the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word cannot perform without the Spirit. You are a child of promise. And the Holy Spirit is described as the Spirit of promise. It means that he was promised unto us. But beyond that, the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1:13 being described as the Spirit of promise means that he works on promises. He is an expert in bringing promises to pass. Is there a promise of the Lord over your life? I said, is there a promise of the Lord over your life? Has he promised you prosperity? Has he promised you that everything is possible to you? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of promise. And he is going to bring the promises of the word of the Lord to pass in your life. Mary was promised an impossible thing. The angel said that you are going to have a child without a man. I don't know whether you have been promised an impossible thing. Is there something in your life you're reading the word of God and you say, the Lord, this one, count me out. It's not possible with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mary said that, how shall it be because I do not know a man? How can this promise come to pass in my life, in this part of the world, in my village, in my town, wherever I am living, in my family? How can it be because I have no human help? I don't know who I'm speaking to, but the Lord is telling me there is somebody who says that there is no human help for me. I do not have the human connection. I do not have any human ability. I do not have what it takes. How shall this word of the Lord come to pass for my life? The angel said that the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. And the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, that holy thing that shall be born shall be called the Son of God. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. You are going to have miraculous provision.
I receive it.
Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. Children of promise must move with the Holy Spirit of promise. John chapter 3 tells us that the person who is born of the Spirit behaves like the Spirit. Like if you are born of your parents, you behave like your parents. And so is everyone who is born of the Spirit. He has the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit bloweth where he listed, and everybody who is born of the Spirit is like
that.
In other words, when the Spirit of the Lord comes to you, ladies and gentlemen, he is not going to be like a little boy sitting in a corner in your heart. He is not going to be like a passive guest who is not concerned about anything concerning you.
No,
the Spirit of the Lord will mingle with you. He will mingle with you like the wind mingles with everything. He wants to get into every aspect of your life. He is entering every aspect of your person, your personality. He is mingling with everything concerning you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, by the Holy Spirit, being a Spirit of promise, is mingling with the children of promise. He is so going to mingle with you that whatever thing you touch, it will not be your hand touching, but it will be the hand of the Spirit of God touching. And whatever thing you say, it will not be you saying. When it comes to leaving you, he is not an unwanted guest. Like the wind, he mingles with you. So you stretch your hand, and it is the hand of the Spirit of the Lord. You say a word, and it is the Spirit of the Lord speaking. You think a thought, and the Spirit of the Lord is thinking through you. So we need to yield to the Holy Spirit. Because children of promise must yield to the Holy Spirit of promise. He wants your thoughts to be his thoughts. He wants your deeds to be his deeds. He wants your finger to be the finger of the Spirit of God. Yielding to him determines how he will yield to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every word of the Lord is powerful. It has got a self-fulfilling power in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of the Lord that you are
has innate the ability to become.
Na onyame asem a aye wo na wo ye no e wo tumi se ne aka fa wo ne bebem.
You have the ability to become what you must become.
Na wo wo tumi a wo betumi di aye ne onyame ahyese wo beye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In you is power.
Na wo munu tumi wo ho.
Because you are the word of the Lord.
Esa sa wo onyame asem.
You are God's idea made flesh.
Wo ye onyame tirimpo adane ho
na. I want you to take this power.
Na me pesa wo fa sa tumi.
And work with the Holy Spirit.
Wo ne susu koko ni ye
tumi. By planting the word. Genesis chapter 26.
Genesis said you nunsia.
And we shall read from verse 12.
Na chichemu du mienu.
The Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land.
Now Isaac dua was assassin.
And received in the same year 100-fold.
Now was afinamu onyahu mahuha.
Isaac sowed in the land.
Now Isaac dua was assassin.
And received in the same year 100-fold.
Was afinamu onyahu mahuha.
And the Lord blessed him.
Now onyamishranu.
And a man was great.
Now onyahu odekese.
And went forward.
Now okonanim.
And grew. Until he was very great. For he had possessions of flocks. And possessions of herds. And a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. In the coming years, the Philistines are going to be envious of him.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. Because Isaac was a child of promise, he yielded to the spirit of promise. Because he wanted to go somewhere. And God told him that don't go. Go where I want you to go, Isaac. And so Isaac yielded to the spirit of the Lord. Because naturally he wanted to go somewhere. But God said that dwell in Gerar, dwell in Gerar, dwell where I show you. So Isaac stayed over there. And he planted in a place of drought. It was a place that the rain was not falling. It was a harsh environment. But the Bible says because the Spirit of God directed Isaac,
hallelujah,
Isaac sowed in the land. Because there is no harsh environment when God is with you.
Hallelujah.
There is no bad circumstance when God is in it. When the Lord is directing you, there is nothing bad. His direction is able to bring water out of a rock. It is able to bring springs of well out of a dry, waterless ground. Because the Philistines will dig a well and there will be no water. But when Isaac digs a well, water will spring up. And the Philistines will fight with him and take the springs of water. He will go somewhere else and dig a well. And because God was in it,
hallelujah,
and he was a child of promise,
hallelujah,
whatever place that he dug, there was water coming out. Water is going to come out of your dry ground.
Receive it.
I said water is coming out of your dry ground. Because with God nothing shall be impossible. Isaac planted in that land. And he received in the same year 100-fold. All these things happened to Isaac because he was a child of promise.
Isaac, so esanse na ye bosheba.
And you are also a child of promise.
Wo so we ye bosheba. Hallelujah.
He sowed in the land.
Na odua wa sase no so.
The land or the soil is talking about your practical day-to-day life.
Na sase ne che dada abrabo a wo bo.
Are you in need of a harvesting?
And so wo hwehwe se wo benya no bai bi afia ye besi mu na na.
Then you must plant something now.
And then I was say wo dua bibi sisi
a. I said you must plant something now.
I said wo dua bibi sisi a.
Because every farmer will sow ahead of time.
Na kuafo biara adua ansa na mere na so na watwa.
Isaac was a farmer, he sowed ahead of time.
Na Isaac no yo kuafo nti wo dua ya ansa.
And he received 100-fold. I want to encourage you all in the name of the Lord. Even as I bring this prophetic word to an end. Plant your next level in business.
Now,
if you want to reap a harvest, plant it now. Plant your next level in your finances. Plant your next level in your ministry and in God's purpose over your life. Plant your next level in your family life. Plant your next level in your knowledge of God. Plant your next level in your anointings and graces and wisdom and favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is a grace of the Lord with us. And I want you to understand that God wants you to water His word with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ must water your plant with the word of the Lord that you sow. For your next level, because the blood activates impossible words.
Now, what's up with you? Yes, so much, and go and assassin will be Diano, and now Yamia Sama will be Diano, and as I say, yes, so much, and ma, I dear will put a sorry, then now what?
Mingle the word of the Lord by the blood of Jesus.
Now, for Yamia Sammy, yes, so much, and for him,
so that the word of the Lord will be activated and it will come alive in your practical life.
Now, so what did Yamia Sammy, yes, so much, and for him, and another man, Yamia Sama, what can found Abem who I fear you
until Jesus Christ went to the cross. The word of the Lord from the Old Testament after his time was hanging on our head. It could not lie. The Bible says because of our weakness, because we did not deserve it, the word of the Lord spoken was just hanging and hovering over us until Jesus Christ went to the cross, and by the blood of the cross he paid a price for what we do not deserve to come to pass in our life, so that the impossible words of the Lord will not just be hanging on your head, but it will enter into your practical life. That is what the blood of Jesus did for us.
Hallelujah. Now, kosi efi apamada da besi baby dia Yesu wu ye. Ma ni moja gu ma ye. No nyami asemu nina esensensro. Na wanya Yesu moja gu ye pe. E na asemu nube ya hunam nebe seye mu nebe nyankwa. Na ebe ma tumye wa asemu nimu enusu enhu ededi.
The blood of Jesus has been shed. All the things that could not be fulfilled by the blood of Jesus, they will be fulfilled.
Hallelujah. And your man anka etu minsino. Onyami Yesu mo janti ayeye edidem.
Things that we do not merit by the blood of the cross. When you look at the grace of the cross, that word of the Lord is coming upon your life. It is coming upon my life. It's going to be a miraculous provision. It is going to bring the glory to the Lord. Because the Lord says that the blood of the Lamb is going to activate His word.
Hallelujah.
Going to water the word of the Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, the seal on the word of the Lord is broken.
Hallelujah.
Because every seal has got a seal.
Yeah.
And there is water that has to break the shell. The blood of Jesus breaks it up and activates the word of the Lord. And it begins to increase. It begins to grow. It begins to flourish in your life.
Yesu moja no ya de kasea de maye na yesu moja no na gu aduaba ye dua yo nyame asem no so na moja no gu so na pa ye aduaba no na aduaba na hyase se nyine na nya na so aba enam yesu moja nti na se yesu moja no ya de fro nyame asem ye mu dia enye na ye tumi kasa sadie we de enye ye de biarada esa se tumi wo moja no ma etumi gu nyoma eye den ma nya ewo po enya nkwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The blood of the Lamb has got power in it. Because by the blood of the Lamb we are going to bring the word of the Lord that is hanging. We look at it, we admire. We are it's going to turn flesh in your life.
The
Bible says in Revelation chapter 5 that there was a book in the hand of God and the book was sealed.
And there
was nobody who was worthy in heaven, on the earth, anywhere to take the book and even to look thereon, let alone to open it. So John, the revelator, began to cry because there was nobody who could take the book out of the hand of the Lord. That was the word of the Lord that should come to pass. There was nobody who was worthy to look upon it. There was nobody who was worthy to take the book. There was nobody who could open the seals of the book.
Na John who ye no dia who he hear esuye. Esa se no yo nyamiasem. Na sunu obia no wopo betumi ahwe. Obia no wopo betumi aka se obia no na wahwe. Asema ewom eno ti Yohane osufi ahoyenhim.
An angel of the Lord said, "Weep not, John."
Na osobo fo bi kachia Yohane se mensu.
Weep not, John.
Mensu Yohane.
I want you to understand, somebody, that God knows your tears and he says that do not weep, my person.
Yes.
Do not weep, my son. Mm.
Na mi pese obi a wo tue ni suo wa ha o suo nya mi sian kan cho se jaisu jaisu,
because he said there is somebody who is worthy to take that book.
Hallelujah. O si obi wo ho no ma oye obi a onunkuto no betumi akuta sa nwomen.
John said that I lifted my eyes and beheld the lamb that was slain was in the midst of the throne, and the lamb reached out and picked the book out of the hand of the person who sits upon the throne.
Yeah.
And when he picked the book, everybody, 24 elders, the angels, all of them bowed down and they began to worship the Lord. And do you know what they said? They said, "And worthy is the lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and riches and wisdom."
Yes.
And power. They announced the things that were written in the book. And he said, "The worthy is the lamb that was slain, because by the blood of the lamb, your weeping is over."
Amen. Amen. Now, it's sense say Yohane suyen to us right from catching semensu. It's sense no guama bi woha ye chana moja e chini no. Na sa wo guama na tin in sanji mumen. Na osambien suanu suanu no. Onya ji yepe asra bofon penifedio no no. Bi biyaro ho bonumase. No moka sen monyam en monyam en kania wo kuno no. It's sense no wo tumi. O wo wadion wo nim diye. O wo niya wo bet tumi edia jisa mumen. Na wo biye suanu suanu.
My brother, your weeping is over.
Minu abema.
I said, dry your tears. Your weeping is over. Because the blood of the Lamb is activating God's word for you. I said he is activating riches in God's word for you. He is activating power for you. He is activating wisdom for you. May you walk in the glory of those things that the Lamb opened up in the book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to say after me. Let's all say in English. I am a child of promise.
I am a child of promise.
Like Isaac, I am a child of promise.
Like Isaac, I am a child of promise.
I am God's word.
I am God's word.
That has been made flesh.
That has been made flesh.
I have the spirit of promise in me.
I have the spirit of promise in me.
And I plan the word of the Lord.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.